Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea.
North, south, nuts to this.
She was on top of mind. I mean, that is not an unusual scenario there.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?
What are we doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What some are calling the storm of a lifetime.
How do you know? Look at every tunnel. It's a twister.
Driven by higher sea surface temperatures linked to human-caused climate change.
Can I get out of here, please?
So that's what it is, right? Our Earth is getting warmer.
It's supposed to be hot. Not that hot.
There is just no doubt, I think, left that it is feeding these beasts.
Who's hungry?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242-603. One of my texters has sent me a message of condolences. Howie, thanks for powering through the death of Coolio to broadcast your show today. A lesser host would have called in sick. Have you issued a statement yet on social media? Or are you saving this tribute for the funeral? I think of it as Coolio is in gangsta paradise. That's the way I look at it. He's a rapper. But for a rapper, he died of unnatural causes. He apparently had a heart attack in the bathroom in L.A., and he was 59 years old. Coolio will not be down for breakfast. 844-500-4242. Brandon says he is going to go to Florida as soon as possible. I don't know when that's going to be. One thing to remember about the storm and the devastation, particularly last night, that was the worst of it yesterday and into the evening, is that while Florida was being devastated, Joe Biden was at a fundraiser. He was raising Boku bucks, and you know, perhaps we do this too often, but try to imagine if Donald Trump had been president and a blue state was being ravaged by any kind of natural disaster. And President Trump was partying, say, at Mar-a-Lago or at Trump Tower, having a big fundraiser. And can you imagine the outrage, the consternation, the demands for immediate impeachment if Donald Trump had done something like this? But, you know, I hear today on MSNBC and CNN, I hear the sound of crickets talking about the fundraiser last night during the devastation in Florida. So much for being in the Situation Room and, you know, dispatching help. Remember how George Bush, he decided not to land in New Orleans, I guess, or the Louisiana area, because he knew it would just screw up the rescue efforts. And he was denounced for that. And when he said, heck of a job, Brownie, at least he knew the name of his FEMA director. You know, he was roundly denounced. He's still criticized by Democrat operatives for the response to Katrina. But, you know, Joe Biden just gets a complete pass, as he always does. 844-500-4242. So he was at FEMA headquarters today, and I guess he wandered off. Again, it was another. These events are happening more and more often, aren't they? He just wandered off into the. He was supposed to exit stage left, I guess, and he went right, and he just turned and just And they didn't even stop him. He just wandered off aimlessly into the outer area of the office or room that he was in.
I didn't really catch that. I was more listening to it than watching.
Yeah, it's all over the internet. His wanderings. He's a wandering guy. So, but before he mentioned Governor DeSantis, and he's not too clear on how to pronounce DeSantis's name. Cut five.
First thing this morning is when I talked to Governor DeSantis and again offered the fullest federal support.
DeSantis. That's with a Z.
He's Hispanic now. He's Latinx.
DeSantis. And the FEMA administrator is named Deanne Criswell, although Biden seems to have a bit of a problem with that name as well. Cut one.
And the FEMA administrator, who's become the MVP here these days, I spend a lot of time in this room, Griswell, FEMA, and an entire workforce.
Griswell FEMA. That's her name? That's a weird name. She runs FEMA, and her name is Griswell FEMA.
What a coincidence.
I guess it comes in handy. Okay.
It's like that, what was his, yes, representative governor?
Yeah, representative. So I saw that rendered last night on TV as representative and governor. I didn't catch and. I listened to it repeatedly. And,
didn't name who the representative and governor were.
Or if it was representative governor. 844-500-4242.
Could have been James McGovern.
508 says, Joe fundraised while Naples drowned. Fort Myers was hit even harder than Naples. It's horrible what it looks like down there. And one of the big causeways to Sanibel Island was destroyed. It's going to have to be totally rebuilt. I guess the grid down there was devastated too. It's going to take a long time. And again, the recurring question, I heard other people discussing it today on various radio talk shows, the charger situation. For your electric vehicles. Gentlemen, charge your Teslas.
Wear a scuba mask.
I don't think this, by the way, the new Forbes 400 list of billionaires came out today, and Donald Trump has reemerged on the list. And a lot of it has to do with Truth Social, which is apparently added according to Forbes magazine. I'm not, you know, that convinced that their calculations are totally accurate, but they have him down for I think 3.2 billion, up 700 million. But the number one guy is Mr. Tesla, Elon Musk, $251 billion. I guess, and he's the richest man in the world. So you have to think that he's the closest thing to a trillionaire that we have. Although Biden has been thundering about trillionaires and billionaires not paying their fair share. I don't know. I mean, he sees people that aren't there. He looks for dead people. He tries to shake hands with ghosts. So maybe there's some trillionaires out there that none of us know anything about. 844-500-4242. Biden was asked some questions today about what happened to the Nordstrom pipeline. You know, there was a mysterious explosion on the floor of the Baltic Sea, which took out the pipeline. And no one's quite sure exactly, who did it, or at least no one is saying with any certainty who did it. There are all kinds of theories. So Biden was asked about it today, and he said that if Russia invaded Ukraine, in February he said this, the Nordstrom pipeline would come to an end. And then a reporter asked him, in February, how are you going to do this since you don't own the pipeline? And he said, we'll take care of it. So today he's asked about it again. Cut eight.
Do you hold Russia responsible for the rupture of the Nord Stream pipeline?
Let's stick with this, okay? There's a lot of important international issues, but we're here to talk about America. Okay, thank you.
Actually, that was semi-coherent. He had a couple of semi-coherent moments today, actually. More than yesterday, for sure. He was asked about his relationship with DeSantis, or DeSantis, I should say.
That Sanchez guy.
Yeah. Poncho. Cut 7.
Mr. President, how would you describe your relationship and your conversation with Governor DeSantis?
It's totally irrelevant, but I'll answer it, okay? In fact, very fine. He complimented me. He thanked me for the immediate response we had. He told me how much he appreciated it, said he was extremely happy with what was going on. This is not about whether or anything having to do with our disagreements politically. This is about saving people's lives, homes, and businesses. That's what this is about. And so I've talked to him 4 or 5 times already. And it's not a matter of my disagreements with him on other items.
That was almost coherent. I would give that a passing grade in coherence, actually. 844-500-4242-978 says, Howie, did Joe thank the FEMA director, Clark Griswold? He's on vacation, Clark Griswold. All right, 844-500-4242. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls. Having a routine is so important. It can make you feel productive or just bring you comfort through life's up and downs. That's where the Raycon Everyday Earbuds come in. If you do something in the morning or do something every day, you have a routine, you can just plug in your earbuds and enjoy music or any kind of audio. You can enjoy podcasts or listen to the newscast, whatever. You can catch up with the latest on Hurricane Ian. Or the stock market crashing, whatever you want to do, you can keep up with it with Raycon's Everyday Earbuds. And this is the perfect time to get them if you don't have them already, because this week you can save up to 25% on Raycon products because it's their 5th anniversary. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with 3 sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. They feature noise isolation and awareness mode so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout or just a simple walk on the brook path outside my house on these beautiful fall mornings. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear. And most importantly, they do not budge. You don't have to worry about them falling out of your ears. With Raycon, I also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's Everyday Earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. This week, Raycon is celebrating its 5th anniversary, its 5-year anniversary, with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's 5-year anniversary sale. I'm packing up to go to Florida, and I'm going to be sure that I don't forget my Raycon Everyday Earbuds. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Yum, 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 yum. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
He regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean View rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. It's a great place to go. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Where's the U.S. economy headed? A mild recession, a severe recession, a depression, or I'm on welfare. What do I care?
And we're asking this question because there was a Rasmussen poll that has just come out, and it says 57% of Americans feel that we're headed towards a depression. I'm going to vote for severe recession.
61% say severe recession, 31% say depression, 6% say a mild recession, and 2% say they're on welfare.
All right. 844-500-4242. 603, in your professional opinion, Howard, do you think DeSantis has a lock on the Latinx vote for president in 2024? DeSantis. He's a real piece of work, isn't he? 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, question. Would it be racist to say that Jen Psaki, though, a lousy liar?
Yeah. Terry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Terry.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for everything you do. I have a couple problems that I want to see if you could answer for me. Number one, with these rising waters everybody's worried about that we're going to be fishing on the Boston Commons, is anybody worried about Hawaii? How come it's still above the waterline?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, Terry. We always talk about Martha's Vineyard and all the swells that are buying property down on Martha's Vineyard, even though they say the sea level is rising. Hawaii is another. Doesn't Obama have a place in Hawaii now? I know Oprah Winfrey has a big place in Hawaii. Mark Zuckerberg, who lost, by the way, 60% of his net worth this year with Facebook turning into Meta, but he's still worth billions. You know, they don't seem to be that concerned about the rising waters on the Pacific, just as they're not concerned about the Atlantic rising sea level, right?
Yeah. And the other question I have for you is, we know the weather comes west to east. So like California, whatever it is in California, 4 days later, it'll be over here in the east.
Yeah.
So my question is with China over there burning coal and carbon emissions and everything, it comes across the ocean toward us. We clean it up and it comes back to them fresh. So we're just one of those filters you sell, right? One of those air filters.
Just the world's largest air filter. The whole West is an air filter. You know, I think we're filtering the air a little more efficiently than even the European Union, but it's the same thing. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I sound like Joe Biden again, but you know, as long as China and India and the other developing countries, so-called, are polluting to their heart's content and opening new coal-burning plants, et cetera, dumping plastic straws by the billions into the ocean. It's what we do is going to be inconsequential. We're destroying our economy. We're destroying the West's industrialized civilization, or they want us to, for no reason other than their religion. And, you know, they have a right to their religion, but they don't have the right under the Constitution to impose their religion on us. Annie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Annie.
Hey, how are you? Love listening to you and Grace. Listen, I'm from Lowell, Mass, and I had my hair cut today with my hairdresser. She is totally devastated. She lives in New Hampshire. $714 for her electricity bill, okay, for 1 month. So what is going on, Howie?
Brandon is going on, Annie. Who is she going to vote for? Let me ask you that. Is she going to vote for Caroline Leavitt? Is she going to vote for Don Bolduc, the Republican candidates for Congress?
You know what? She was so upset. I hugged her. I've never seen this girl so upset. She said, "I feel like I am totally gone. I'm devastated." And she said, "I said, call your local people. Call the newspaper. $714 a month." She said, "And I live in the dock. Okay, and she doesn't heat with she heats with oil, Howie." So $714 a month for her electricity? My gosh.
Yeah, I know Eversource and National Grid, all these companies are, you know, wherever you are, they're all sending out the notices to all their customers that the price has gone through the roof, and a lot of it has to do with electricity has to do with natural gas, especially in New England, because we've shut down most of the coal-fired plants, or almost all. And you know, and again, the natural gas, the LNG, we're competing against the European Union because the Russians have cut off basically the supply of natural gas, which the European Union used to rely on. This war is a disaster in Ukraine for the entire world, And there are shortages of energy to heat homes, to power factories. They're talking about shutting down all kinds of factories in Germany. This is a disaster. And we're providing more arms to continue this war. We should be trying to get these people to sit down. Trump has said he'll try to negotiate a ceasefire, but of course, no one's taking him up on his offer. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 813 says, you know, the gasoline cars won't be able to pump gas either at a station until the power is back on. Most Teslas carry a portable charging kit. Well, I think at this point, though, if I were in Lee County, Florida, I'd rather not be there, even if I lived there and loved it. But I'd rather have a gasoline-powered vehicle than a Tesla. No question about it. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie, how's it going, my friend?
Good.
I got a friend of mine who lives in Saugus. His neighbor has two oil tanks in his house, and he just filled them up recently, and it cost him $1,600 to fill up both tanks to the top. Okay? So now with the hashtag, where's Jackie, depleted all our strategic oil reserves, what's it going to cost the next time this guy has to fill up his two tanks again? $2,000, $2,500?
Mark, all they're concerned about is getting through the midterms. And then it's going to, you know, as Trump has been saying all along on Truth Social and at his rallies, once the midterms are over, the prices are just going to skyrocket. The prices are already going up in gasoline this week. We talked earlier in the week about the price have gone up like, I think, 40 cents on the West Coast. And now they're saying that they're going up in Wisconsin. I saw a congressman on today from Wisconsin. He said the prices are skyrocketing again in the Wisconsin. I mean, this is really going to be a tough time. Joining us now on the line is Joe Concha. You know him from Fox News Channel and from his column, his media column, and he used to be on WOR in New York. And he's got a new book out, Come On Man, The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency.
Come on, man.
Joe, you got a good a good release date, considering what happened yesterday with him trying to see someone that wasn't there and calling her out. And then today, Kamala Harris talking about our very great ally, North Korea. I mean, it's, you could do a new update to this book about every week, couldn't you?
That's exactly right. I mean, there's ample material to work with, Howie. And the funny thing is that when I look at the literary landscape, I only saw one book on the current president in power, but there's 15 books coming out on Donald Trump. And that's odd because he hasn't been in power for 21 months. So where are all these journalists that are supposed to be speaking truth to power and holding the powerful accountable? They're writing about the guy who's not in power anymore, and I'm the only one writing about the guy who's currently in power. How does that work?
That's a good question. I'll ask you a question, though. You know, we do every day on this show and a few other radio show, talk radio shows, we try to show you what Joe Biden tell you, let you listen to what Joe Biden actually said, not what's cleaned up with cutaways and that kind of thing in the mainstream media. Why is, you know, you're on Fox all the time. Why doesn't Fox do more of this? Why doesn't somebody, oh, he fell off. Okay. We'll try to get him back on. 844-500-4242. I'm going to ask him that question. I hope he didn't. I don't think he ran away, but Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, Howie, listen, I think there's some election tampering happening for the upcoming midterms. Let me tell you what happened to me. So occasionally I'll donate small amounts of money to Republicans. So I took my credit card out, went to the computer, I get the little emails from different ones like Herschel and so Dr. Oz, et cetera, and Trump himself. And up comes a little screen, which I'm very familiar with, and there's like a checkerboard square of different amounts that you can give. And have been successful in the past, but so I've been trying to give a little $25 here and there. And what happens? They say this transaction is unable to take place with your credit card. And I'm saying, okay, I'll check the numbers again. Same thing. Okay, so I'll try another candidate or another day. Same thing. I can't get the money to be donated. So I called Discover Card yesterday. I said, what's going on with my card? I can buy things on the internet, but I can't donate. She said, let me see. Was that the $25 that I see here? Oh, she said, that's because the site was a scam site. Your card is unable to do that. I think they're messing around with our credit cards. So
I don't know, Greg. I don't know what's going on with that. That's a new one on me. I tried to fill out the poll question yesterday, the poll that I was texted, and that just kept breaking down. So I couldn't do that. I wanted to, as a 35-year-old non-binary Latinx, I wanted to, you know, give my opinions on the state of the races in Massachusetts, but somehow I got cut off too, just as well probably. Thanks for the call, Greg. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
A long-time listener, big fan, first-time caller.
Thank you.
So, you know, I'm going to change the subject real quick. The fentanyl crisis, it's crazy how quick Joe Biden pulled out of the Middle East, and they have connections with China. And now the funding for the Middle Eastern activities is almost nil, and China's like dominating the drug trade. I find it kind of ironic that he went in and pulled out so quickly.
I think China's just on the march everywhere. I mean, they're on the march in South America. There's a lot of stories about how China's on the march in Africa. You know, they're just they're pulling back, and Biden's not going to do anything about it. They're just controlled by, you know, the Biden family is making so much money off of China. I mean, we're almost like a wholly owned subsidiary. Did you see the story today about Hunter Biden apparently had a Chinese girlfriend like Fang Fang with Eric Swalwell? He apparently had a Chinese girlfriend as well, and it's just coming out now. It was reported in the Daily Mail in London a year ago, but it's just being picked up by the U.S. media right now. Thanks for the call, James. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff. I don't know where Joe Concha is. We're trying to get him.
Hey.
His phone died. Okay. Well, that's the way it is. Okay. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Howie, you know how Joe Biden's always bragging about the price of gasoline coming down and he's, you know, releasing a million barrels a day. Well, nobody, absolutely nobody is talking about the fact that when he goes to replenish that, and or when he runs out of oil to, you know, give out,
right,
what's going to happen to the price of gas? And then when he starts buying,
well, again,
gas,
Donald Trump, Jeff, Donald Trump is talking about it. And again, you're right. When Donald Trump bought it at $24 a barrel, he asked Congress to give him another $3 billion to fill it to the brim. And they refused, saying that it was a payoff to big oil. And Chuck Schumer went on TV and was bragging about how it stopped them from filling up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And now you're right; they're draining it. It's going down to levels it hasn't been at in 40 years, and it's never been drained down like this. Except in terms of emergencies, they would take out 20 million barrels, 40 million barrels. You know, when there's a war in the Mid East or some kind of hurricane that takes out the refineries in the Gulf Coast area. But they've never drained it like this. 200 million plus barrels just to knock down the prices. It's insane what they're doing, Jeff. But they, again, as I said earlier, they just want to get through to the midterms and keep the prices as low as possible to minimize their losses in Congress.
But one more thing, Howie. When he starts buying it, he's going to be competing with all us Americans and taking the supply without drilling
right
for anything new.
Right.
It's going to go through the roof.
And you also understand, Jeff, that some of this oil that's been taken out has been sold to Red China. I mean, it's insane. Why would we do that? Thanks for the call, Jeff. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello. Good evening. No, I was just calling about the woman that called in and said that her friend, the electric bill was like 700 and some bucks for the month.
Right.
Yeah, I'm wondering why electricity is going so high, too. What's that have to do with, you don't need gas to make electricity, as far as I know.
No, well, but you need natural gas. You have to fuel the generating plant with something, whether it's coal or nuclear. And in New England, we use a preponderance of natural gas. And again, there's plenty of natural gas under the ground. You know, the natural gas is as close as New York State. New York State is probably could frack and produce as much natural gas as Pennsylvania does, but they have a Democrat government, and they won't produce it. And now all of the natural gas, or a lot of the natural gas, LNG, liquefied natural gas, is being siphoned off to or sold to the European Union to keep them in operation because of this insane war in Ukraine. So that's the problem, Chris. It's natural gas, not gasoline.
Okay, so if we need natural gas in order to power the electricity, how do they think we're going to go to all electric if they're getting rid of natural gas?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? And that's the question everybody keeps asking who thinks about it for more than 10 seconds, but they don't want to think about it for more than 10 seconds. They're saying we have to move to a technology, but then they don't tell you that the technology doesn't exist. I mean, someday it will exist. I think we all agree on that. You know, the human mind is always evolving new technologies, and someday we will have wind and solar power that can handle all the needs of humanity that are now handled by fossil fuels and nuclear power. But we don't have it now, so you can't switch to something that doesn't exist. This is why I say it's a religion. It's a cult. It's Stevie Wonder said superstition is believing in things that you don't understand, or it's also believing in things that don't exist. And that's what the greenies are doing. The Democrats that want to get rid of fossil fuel, they're insane. And what it boils down to is they're not planning to give up their fossil fuels. They're planning to give up your fossil fuels, my fossil fuel, your kids' fossil fuels. Not for themselves, though. They're going to still need those private jets to go to the conferences on global warming in Davos and in sunny places for shady people in the winter. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The stock market is cratering, down another 400-plus points again today. Biden is poking the Russian bear. $7 trillion in assets have vanished from the stock market under Biden. A new poll shows 57% of the American people believe we're headed for a depression. Democrats are trying to legislate the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital. For all of these reasons, I've shifted more of my assets into gold. You need to start hedging your bets, too. Monetary gold makes the process easy. History shows us that in times of crisis, precious metals are one of the best ways to protect your assets. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst has predicted $15,000 in 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
All right, Joe Concha is back. He's the Fox News contributor, and he has a column in The Hill about the media, and he's the author of a new book. It's a very entertaining book, Come On Man, the Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad presidency.
Think about what you'd think about.
That's right. Joe, you're back.
I'm back. The Russians, they cut us down again.
Listen, the question I was asking you as we were cut off so unceremoniously was, why are me and a handful of other talk show hosts the only ones who are doing these crazy Joe Biden cuts every day as part of our regular routine? Don't you think someone on Fox could benefit from doing this? I mean, all you need would be like 2 minutes of it. And a lot of these cuts, as good as they are on audio, they're better with the video to go along with them, as you see him wandering off the stage after he delivers one babbling non sequitur after another.
There is so much material to work with, Howie. That's what I mean. When I go to write a book, I think there's going to be all these other people writing books also on Biden because, gee, when you got inflation at a 40-year high, when you have crime out of control in American cities, when you have the border wide open, I mean, think about it. 5 million people are going to cross into this country under this president only in his first 2 years alone. That's the equivalent of the population of Ireland, all right? That's a lot of people. And he puts Kamala Harris in charge of fixing the border, the person who compared ICE to the KKK. So, look, this is a guy who's always been incompetent, finished nearly last in his law school class way back when as a young adult. Then he runs for president in 1988. 35 years ago, this guy was running for president. He has to drop out because of plagiarism, right? Then he's wrong on every foreign policy decision we have ever seen when it turns to the first Gulf War, which was the good one, you know, get Saddam out of Kuwait. He voted against that one. Then the second one, weapons of mass destruction, he voted for that one. He recommended to Obama not to go into Pakistan to get bin Laden. His own defense secretary, Robert Gates, says that he's been wrong on every foreign policy decision he's ever made. And now he has real power. You know, before he was a senator, one of 100, not a lot of power. Vice president, not a lot of power. Now he has power. Now he's president. And this guy's spending trillions of dollars.
Isn't
to lower inflation.
Joe,
with
isn't it?
Lemonade stand knows that's not how you lower inflation, Howie.
Joe, isn't it important, though, for everybody to see every night how incoherent, how senile he is? Why are we not getting this except in certain isolated parts of the media, including conservative media is giving it a pass mostly?
You think so? All right. I know I go on Hannity a lot, and this is done on a regular basis. If the president's looking for a dead person, a dead congresswoman that's no longer there, I guarantee you I've seen it a couple times on Fox Today. And any gaffe that he makes, it's really the late night guys, right? I mean, think about it. When it comes to comedy, I would think that Colbert and Kimmel and Fallon and all of these comics would be having a field day like they did with Trump on a nightly basis. And instead, they're activists, just like many people in journalism are activists, and they don't want to touch it because they want to protect this guy. But comedy's comedy. It shouldn't matter if you're Republican or
right.
a Democrat. Guy makes a mistake like this, not even a mistake, on a regular basis, I would think that you would go after it, but of course it never happened.
Yeah, yesterday, when he tried to call out the dead congresswoman from Indiana, some of the people from state-run media, not just Fox and Newsmax, went after KJP. Do you think it's changing at all?
I would hope so. I mean, when she says, well, you know, she was top of mind to the president and wanted to recognize all of his accomplishments. Like, no, he wasn't. He thought that she was there. This isn't too hard to do. And we've seen it when he's on stage sometimes. He's done. He goes to shake hands with the air, right? And think about it. This is late 70s Joe Biden, right? If he runs for president and somehow wins, you're going to have the 85-year-old version of this man in the Oval Office. And I think that's why so many people, even in the Democratic Party, are saying, don't run anymore. You did your job, I guess, and now we're going to find somebody else to run. Now, the good news for you, Howie, is that if Biden doesn't run, and I'll go on record right now, and you can save the tape if we still do tapes, save the tape, he's not running again, 28 other people will run for the Democratic nomination because that was the number that ran in 2020. Sure enough, you're going to see it again.
I'm predicting Kamala Harris gets it just for various reasons that I don't have to enunciate. Do you agree, or do you think someone else will get the nomination?
It's interesting how you'd use the word enunciate because she's just as bad. She said yesterday that we have a very close alliance with the Republic of North Korea, which at last check, I think it's South Korea.
right?
Yeah.
So no, I think Gavin Newsom, I mean, I'm not advocating him. I mean, if you want to make it Newsom versus DeSantis, you want to compare Florida with California, which has the highest income tax rate, poverty rate, homelessness.
All right.
Go right ahead, but I think it's Newsom at the end.
We're out of time. Joe Concha, get his book, Come On, Man, The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency, available at fine bookstores and Amazon everywhere. I'm Howie Carr.
Come on, man.